In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Jesus is in the desert fasting. He's fasting for 40 days. That is a long time. Have you ever spent 40 days in the desert fasting? Have you ever been that hungry, that empty? I believe, actually, that a lot of you have. Maybe you didn't have sand in your shoes and the sun beating down overhead. Maybe it wasn't for an entire 40 uninterrupted days, God willing. But pretty much all of us have visited that place. That's part of being human. The desert is the place where everything changes. Where all of the plans and priorities you woke up with this morning just kind of fade away. It is the place where some event or circumstance or word just takes everything that makes a day normal or stable or bearable and throws it out the window. We might encounter the desert when someone we love dies. Or when a doctor pronounces the word cancer. Or a health insurance company says denied. A desert can be the place you encounter when you lose a job or a marriage falls apart. There's a lot of near hysteria in the news right now about the COVID-19 virus. And that's because there's a lot of fear about the deserts it will bring. It's like watching a slow motion action sequence in a movie as we await its inevitable spread into our own community and discover what the deserts will be. There's irony in the breathless coverage of the news because here in the United States, I believe is absolutely the best place to be to encounter this virus. Our health system and our general wealth will insulate us from the worst effects of the virus in a way that the citizens of most countries of the world could only dream of. And yet, it is an equal opportunity virus. And it still threatens us in a way that reminds me very much of Jesus' struggle in the desert. It was in the desert that Jesus, like us, faced three fundamental temptations. The first temptation was this: if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. Jesus was hungry, no doubt, with a bodily hunger, the likes of which few of us will ever know. But the temptation is not in the eating of bread. There's nothing wrong with eating bread. The temptation to Jesus was to try to take control of the situation, to be self-sufficient, and to look out for number one. Because the whole point of going to the desert in the first place was to learn to depend upon God, to acknowledge and live into that dependence. Independence and self-reliance are great cultural values for us today. And I think this is often because if I don't have to depend on you, then I can pretend that I don't need to pay attention to the ways that you depend on me. Wealthy Christians have a reputation for being stingy and unkind to others precisely because our wealth insulates us from feeling beholden to others. And our independence becomes a kind of self-righteous moral value. A viral epidemic is scary precisely because it threatens my independence. But Jesus came to the desert, not in order to eat or to demonstrate his rugged individualism. He came in order to encounter God. And he emptied himself of self-sufficiency and acknowledged his hungry dependence upon God. Now, the second temptation is really the opposite of the first. In the second temptation, the devil says, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. Whereas the previous temptation is for Jesus to assert his own sovereignty, his independence from God, this temptation is to call out God and to demand a response according to how Jesus thinks things should be. It is, in fact, to demonstrate one's power over God and to place on God responsibility for our own foolishness. Now, it is right and good to pray that God lessen the effects of the coronavirus or even make them go away. It is also right and good for us to do the basic things we're advised to do to avoid illness. And whatever happens, it will be right and good to pray for one another and to take appropriate precautions to care for one another. Jesus came into the desert not in order to do whatever he wanted to do, but to embrace and to participate in what God is doing instead. Now, the last temptation, the third one, seems the most overt. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, all these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Jesus is offered power for a price. Perhaps we've all heard the expression, making a deal with the devil. When we make compromises with what we believe is right for the sake of getting something done, we're making a deal with the devil. When we turn a blind eye to something that is wrong for the sake of expediency, we're making a deal with the devil. The internment of U.S. citizens of Japanese descent during World War II would be an example of this practice. Every time that we turn a blind eye to some abhorrent practice for the sake of profit or convenience, we worship at the altar of power and we subject ourselves to a harsh master. But Jesus came into the desert not to find power or privilege. Success wasn't what he sought. Jesus came looking for relationship with God, and he refused to settle for anything less. Now, deserts can be useful. Deserts are those places and those times where our faith has opportunity to blossom. Deserts are where we have opportunity to learn what faith is really good for. Those desert times are the times that we put away the things that fill our eyes and our ears and our hearts on any given day, things like televisions and cell phones and long lists of things to do, and we create space to hear the voice of God instead. And deserts are good for that. Now, COVID-19 may well end up among us. We'll have to see what happens and how our doctors and government health officials guide us to deal with it. But even if things get difficult, I invite you to recognize that this is nothing new, nothing exceptional. This is just one more desert to pass through, one more Lenten discipline, One more invitation to set aside everyday distractions and to pay attention to the activity of God in your life. Lent is an invitation to follow Jesus into the desert. Whichever desert it is that happens to present itself in your life. It is an invitation to create space, to set aside time in your life, simply to be in God's presence. It is a time to embrace the relationship that God offers to you. And in so doing, to live into the eternal kind of life that you seek. Amen.